Time now for this week's homily by Reverend Andrew Greeley.
And now we come to December 31st, the Feast of the Holy Family. We listen to St. Luke. One might almost want to accuse Jesus of violating family values in today's gospel story. He is surely acting without any consideration for his parents. Perhaps the story's origins are an attempt to emphasize the humanity of Jesus. Jesus was about the age of a sixth grader, you see. He was 12 years old. In any case, here we have one more story that indicates how ordinary and human the Holy Family seemed to be. In the so-called hidden years, Jesus stayed hidden. It is not altogether clear what family values mean today. It does not mean to preclude adultery or divorce, because of its most vigorous moments are publicly guilty of both, and some show no remorse. All it seems to stand for is a punitive attitude toward gays and opposition to feminism. In any case, authentic values would emphasize respect for the dignity of all members of the family, regardless of age or gender. That comes hard for some kinds of people, especially for men. Once upon a time, there was a family which decided it wanted to go away for Christmas to someplace warm. The family lived in one of the snow belts. Actually, it was only the mother who wanted to go. The kids objected because they wanted to spend Christmas with their friends. The father objected because he liked the snow show with his power-driven snowplow. The dogs didn't get to vote because they wouldn't go to a warmer climate anyway, but to a kennel, where they would make themselves right at home with the other Christmas orphan dogs. Anyway, the mother wanted to go away more than the others didn't, so she won the argument, though neither side was completely gracious. Well, they left in plenty of time for the airport, but got caught up in a traffic jam and missed their plane by 5 minutes. They had to sleep at the airport and catch a plane early the next morning. Unfortunately, the morning plane flight was canceled, and they had to wait standby for the afternoon flight, on which they all managed to get on, though spread out all over the cabin. The plane was late in landing at the warm place because of thunderstorms and high winds. They got to their hotel to find their reservations had been canceled because they did not show up in time. They were put in another hotel with a skimpy and unheated pool. That didn't matter because the weather was so bad that swimming was impossible. They played Jeopardy in the lobby of the hotel. Only on the last day of their Christmas vacation did the weather warm up and the golf and tennis courts become open. The mother felt terrible, but the others said they didn't mind because it had been a fun trip anyway.
That was a homily by Reverend Andrew Greeley. You can read this and other homilies by Reverend Greeley by visiting his website at agreeley.com. That's A-G-R-E-E-L-E-Y.com.